Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focused on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show. My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Bye.
and Happy New Year. Good evening and Happy New Year. We welcome each and every one of you. Today is January 8th, 2015, and we are listening, you are listening to My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyles. My name is Free, the poet, and we are the Baby Boomer Generation, a.k.a. BBG. We are aging to live. Hear us roar. This evening, we continue to offer awareness in the form of personal power, just as we did last year. That's always our goal. We're beginning this year with a month of refocusing on rebalancing. Rebalancing as it applies to our lifestyle, our daily form of living. Feel free to contact me at Twitter at Boomer Free or www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information just below the tag on the right. And listeners, feel free to call in and talk with me at 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. On our menu this evening, spiced pork tenderloin with sautéed apples with loose leaf green tea. Again, this is for your host, and as always, you can contact me at 347-637-3466. Our topic tonight, steady rebalancing. Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance and rhythm, order, and harmony. That's a cliche, but written by Thomas Merton. So let me help you to understand about rebalancing. In the financial investment world, there's something called rebalancing. Now, rebalancing in this arena is defined as the process of realigning the weightings of one's portfolio of assets. In other words, a process of periodically reallocating through buying or selling assets in a financial portfolio in order to maintain the original desired level. Such as the original portfolio might consist of 50% stocks and 50% bonds. But then as the stocks perform, which is a good thing, well, and at the end of that period, the portfolio is now 70% stocks and 50% bonds. So rebalancing would involve selling some of the stock to get back to the original level of 50-50. Now let's take the same concept and apply it to our daily living. We create in our minds, especially at the beginning of the year, a self-defined annual plan. And this annual plan of commitment may look something like 1 hour of exercise a day, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours for work if you do, 2 hours spent in eating throughout the day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and then miscellaneous, 5 hours spent in miscellaneous activities. Does that sound like some sort of semblance of your plan for this year? Well, let's take that same day that we just talked about, or I just talked about, to determine what a healthy and balanced lifestyle may look like. Physically, we want to, one, get sufficient exercise, get sufficient rest, 8 hours of sleep to help the body repair itself. We want to eat healthier, balancing our caloric intake, and we want to find time physically to relax, think positive thoughts, or take up a relaxing hobby like sitting or sleeping, and pick a hobby that you enjoy, hobbies that counter daily stress. Let's talk about the mental aspect, because I want you to understand that this balancing is, I've broken it down into four major areas, okay? And at the end of this, I will explain to you where I got this research from, or how I got my research. So let's go back again. Physical, get sufficient exercise, get sufficient rest, eat healthier, find time to relax, and pick a hobby that you enjoy. Mentally, plan out your day and set goals. Don't stress out if you don't accomplish everything just the way you plan. Remain flexible and try different approaches to your goals. Write, but keep it positive. No negative thoughts. If you have negative thoughts, do not write them down. Find someone you can vent to, at least those negative thoughts. And pretending to be happy all the time will do no good for you in the long run. Find out and develop your talents. Go out and do some activities to find what you like, and then pursue the one or two that strike your fancy. If you choose three of them and you do three of them, that'll be too stressful over time. Keep a diary or a journal. That's the next one. This could be a good place to write things, but remember, no negative thoughts. Read. That's the next one. Try the newspaper, a fantasy novel, whatever you choose to read, bibliography or mystery, this poem, whatever you choose to read. There's something for everyone. And don't forget to check out your local library if you choose not to purchase books. And then try to set goals that are reasonable to achieve for you mentally. The next section, spiritually, pray effectively or meditate. Communicate with nature. Go outside, hike, go camping, or partake in a fishing trip. And then spiritually, study your Bible, study whatever book that pertains to your choice, your most higher power. Study the book and learn. Now, socially and emotionally, cooperate with other people that you meet. Do a good deed for other people. Listen to other people. There's a difference between just hearing the words someone's saying and actually paying attention and listening to them. And that's one that I myself, sometimes I have these thoughts in my head, and it's like I want to say this and I don't want to forget it, so I'm trying to get it out before I forget it. And then and it's not good all the time. Sometimes it's okay, but for the most part, it's not good. So I'm trying to become more of an active listener. And even if I have to jot down while I'm talking to my person, you know, especially on the phone, what I want to say, because I don't want anyone to feel devalued by my cutting across them or being so anxious to get my thought out. So that's just something for all of us out there who are like me, maybe, to think about. So then number four, get a good education. To get a good self-supporting job, or for those of you that choose to do that, and for the most part, the people that are in my arena, the baby boomer generation, except for those who just turned 50 as of December, and we'll talk back to that. Those, for the most part, most of us are retired, but some of us still need or desire to work. And so I say to you, keep educating yourself, whether it's something that you're using in your job or not. Education and learning, it never stops. It just never stops. And it always benefits. It always benefits the individual. And, of course, the more you educate yourself, the more it allows you to advance in whatever area or however you choose, even if it's just in a social setting where you want to have a conversation and have a little bit of knowledge about everything. It's always good to do that. And then number five, your job has to be one that you love. You know, if you're doing, it's just like a hobby, if you're doing something that you do not love, then you need to leave it alone. Now, this one, there are those that may differ with me on this last one, and this simply this. Money is not that important. When it comes to your actual mental state, when it comes to your spiritual state, when it comes to who you are, your self-confidence, money does not take a priority. Do we need money? Yes, we do, each and every one of us. And, of course, as much as we can have, you know, that's good. However, it will not bring us happiness. Happiness is the most important thing. Your happiness, your individual happiness, your choices, your ability to laugh every day, your ability to smile every day, your ability to wake up and be grateful and not complaining every day, that's the important thing. And so these are things that you can't buy. You cannot buy it. You can buy something that looks like temporary happiness, but it is not happiness. With that said, remember that people on Forbes 100 are no happier than you and I. Just because they have money, that's what that says, does not mean that they're happy. And I would venture to say that a large majority, even though they may be able to go and fly somewhere at a spur of the moment and do whatever, does not mean that they're happy. So happiness can only be achieved if there is a balance between the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the social or slash emotional. We all need to maintain a balance between our needs and others' needs. You know, and let me read this again, because this was something that came to me in the middle of the week, and it was so appropriate, because I truly believe that the universe sends you what you need. If you focus on it, and I've said this to you all before, what you focus on grow and become real. And so be careful about what you constantly think about, because what you constantly think about will materialize. And so if you're going to focus on something and hope that it will materialize and become something positive for you, make sure it's something positive. Make sure it's something that will bring you joy. And with that said, you need to maintain a balance between your needs and others' needs. Yes, it's not an easy balance to keep, but try, you must. Give too much, you drain yourself, and there's nothing left, only bitter space. Give too little, you become a cork, and you block the flow of God's love through you. I say to you, keep on balancing. It is crucial that you balance not only for those that love you the most, but it is crucial that you balance, for most of all, for yourself, to bring you the best that life can offer on a daily basis. The ability to, all of these things that I've mentioned, and I'm just going to just mention the subject areas just one more time. So to determine what a healthy and balanced lifestyle would look like on a daily basis, you must focus on your physical to make sure that you get some rest, that you exercise healthier, and that you find time to relax. And then mentally, that you plan your day and set goals, that you write, keep it positive though, that you find out and develop your talent. And again, writing, whether it's keeping a journal or a diary or whatever, and read to expand. And then spiritually, meditate or pray or both. And then communicate with nature. Do something that involves being outside, whether it's your exercise or whether it's hiking, whatever it may be. And then study for whoever, whichever or whomever is your higher power, your spiritual connection. And then make sure that you work on being cooperative with other people that you meet. And do a good deed every now and then, or, you know, daily if you can. If not, you know, do a good deed. Because a deed doesn't always have to be something huge. Sometimes it's just something as small as smiling. Sometimes it's something as small as just saying hello to someone who does not have anyone to communicate with and has become lonely. Learn to listen to other people. Learn to constantly focus on educating yourself in some form or fashion. And make sure that if you're working, that you're doing something that you love. And realize that the most important is you. It's not money. It's not materialistic things. You, when you are happy, everything around you is bright. Everything around you is full of love and sunshine. Keep on balancing. Now, hopefully we were able to assist you in refocusing on your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations for this new year, my fellow baby boomers and my fellow seniors. I want to say to you that December 31st ended the last of those born during the baby boomer generation. So that means that 1964 was the last of the baby year for the baby boomer generation. And so those born all through last year, of course, celebrated 50 years old. And I say to you, happy birthday, happy belated birthday. And I hope that all your dreams and wishes, now that you're embarking upon 50 and you're about to really get into the nitty gritty like a lot of us currently and yours truly have done, that you enjoy this part of your life as much as I am and others are, that you make it all that you want it to be and then some. And so thank you very much. Next week we'll continue our journey in rebalancing, and hopefully we were able to assist you tonight in some way, form, or fashion. I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and participating in sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, BBG, the Baby Boomer Generation, and how our spirit stands, my soul. My Soul Blog Talk Radio. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a premier dinner hour where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. My friends, keep aging to live, keep moving, keep dancing, and I will see you and talk to you, rather, next week. You have a safe, blessed, fun weekend. This is Whitney Houston. Didn't know my own strength. Know your strength, my friend. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Go by the